Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moria Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, and today's daf is Gittin Daf Beis, as we begin a brand new Masechta Gittin, followed by Maseches Kedushin. And we'll be on Gittin for the next 3 months. Really looking forward. Gittin's an amazing Masechta, like every Masechta is. I want to wish a good morning too. Avram David, Dr. Joe Gerish and Eitan. Yerachmiel Shmuel. Welcome, Rocky. Great to have you. Tzvika, Shlomo David, David Yoshua, Avram Yehuda, Yisrael Moshe, and Reb Mordechai. Just a few brief words of introduction, Maseches Gittin, but before we do that, a reminder, of course, this Motzei Shabbos, we'll be celebrating the Siyum on Maseches Sot at Rav Eli Brazil's house. Rav Eliezer Dov, welcome. Good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. That'll be at 10:15. Sushi, ice cream, salads. We'll have bread because he's supposed to wash by Yisudas Mitzvah. And special guest speaker. I'm very bad at keeping secrets. So you want to know who the special guest speaker is? Rav Shai Shechter will be joining us to give us some Divrei Chizuk at the Sea. I'm very excited about that. That is the story with that. And we're very excited about the Sea. I'm looking forward to seeing, even if you didn't book, you can still show up. We won't throw you out. It's not a Kamsa by Kamsa situation. So if you come, it'll be great to see you. Just a brief introduction to Maseches Gittin. As soon as I can figure out a way to get it up on the screen. It's a new file. That was always a Dafyomi stuff. Where to go? 1 second, please. Dafyomi, 1 minute. Okay. Where are we in Gittin? Here it is. Okay, so Maseches Gittin, as you might suspect, talks primarily about a get, all about the laws of divorce. The Sefer Chinuch writes a number of reasons for the mitzvah of get. Why do you have to write a get? Just like, you know, why can't a man just tell his wife, that's it, it's over, honey. Take a hike. Why do you have to write a get? So the Sefer Chinuch writes that first of all, she might go and marry somebody else and claim that her husband divorced her because she just wants out, but it maybe didn't really happen. So the get is actually a physical piece of paper that she can prove that she's actually divorced. She just wants to be mezana. Another reason is, two other reasons the Chinuch writes. Number one, they wanted it to take a long time so that it shouldn't be so easy to do. You got to find the surfer, you got to find Aiden, because we don't love divorce so much. It's got to be they really want to do it. And the third reason, which is related to the second reason, is that maybe over the time that it takes to write the get, the guy might change his mind. The guy might change his mind. So A, it'll just take physically, it takes difficulty. But C, we don't love divorce so much. So the guy might change his mind. What about the word get? What exactly does the word get mean? So Tosis writes, it just means a document. Get means a shtar. We see the word get comes up in other contexts as well. The Levush writes that get means to break something. It's a language of shvira, so you're breaking the marriage. And the Tosis Yanta further writes that why is a get, that the reason why a get is called a get is because it's 12 lines long. A get is 12 lines long, and the gematria of get is 12. Gimel Tes is 12, so that's why it's called a get. Some people write it's called a get because it's 12 lines long. Other people write that it's 12 lines long because it's called a get. So that's different opinions in the Achronim. The famous Gra, Reb Mordechai, this is for Reb Mordechai, famous Gra. The Gra writes, you know why a get is called a get? There are only two letters in all of Tanakh that never appear right next to each other. Can you imagine he did this before the Bar Ilan, before you could actually Bar Ilan this? Well, the Gra said, Gimel and Tes are the only two letters that in all of, I don't know if it's in all of Tanakh or in all of Chamishachim Shei Torah, it's definitely in all of Chamishachim Shei Torah, it's the only two letters that you'll never find next to each other. Get. Gimel Tes. They're separating. The husband and wife are separating. Gimel Tes. Wow, you had to be the Gra. Nowadays, you just do the Bar Ilan and you're good to go. But the Gra didn't do that before the Bar Ilan came out. Unbelievable remez from the Gra. I think it's in all of Tanakh. There's no place where the Gimel and Tes are next to each other. Now, there's a Machlokes Tanaim on Daf Tzadi, which is the last Daf of the Masechta, which should have really been the first Daf of the Masechta, which is one of the grounds for divorce. So Beis Shammai says that only kimatza by Arvas Dover. Beis Hillel says afilu hikdicha tafshilo. It says even if she burns the food. And there's a third opinion that says afilu Rabbi Kiva afilu matzah isha nahim. And even if you just found a better, it sounds like even if you just found that somebody he liked more. So that's a question about the grounds for divorce. We'll talk about that at the very end of the Masechta. And the Ramban Shulchan Aruch writes the whole machlok is only if you want to divorce her against her will. But if she wants to, if both parties agree to divorce, so then you could divorce for any reason. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Akiva. You could just even if you just find Nahimena. The Maharshtam writes the machlok is only by Nesua, but by Arusa, everyone agrees you can divorce for any reason. The Mishnah Melech disagrees and says no. The machlokas applies even by a girl who's only engaged, right? Let's remember, there's two stages of marriage. At the time of the Gemara, they were a year apart. Kesef Shtar Bia, that's stage one, that's called Kiddushin / Erusin, and Nisuin, who was standing under a chuppah together and making the Birkas Erusin, that's the stage number two. That's what actually is mata them to begin living together as husband and wife. That happened after a year. The get, the Masechta talks about that the get needs to be written l'shma, for the sake of this woman, and for the sake of this husband, and you need Edim to sign the document, that's Edi Chasima. Rab Meir holds Edi Chasima, really make the get, and to get Edi Chasima Karti. Rab Elezer holds Edi Mesira Karti, it's really the Edim that you give it in front of, that are the ones who make the get into a get, that's talked about in the second half of the Masechta. But even Rab Meir says Edi Mesira Karti also agrees that Midrabban, and there have to be Eide Chasima, Tikkun HaOlam, in case you don't find Eide Misira, Yiskai Maget B'chosamav. Now, the first parak really talks more about there's also the Shliach, Shlichus is a big topic in Gittin. The husband can make a Shliach, especially, you're not going to really want to look at her, right? Just like when a principal fires the teacher, you're going to want to appoint somebody else to do it. So, yeah, make a Shliach, right? A Shliach, so the Baal doesn't want to tell the wife, honey, I'm sorry, it's over. So he makes a shliach, a holacha. And she could also make a shliach, le kabbalah. And the first parak, specifically the first mishnah, so the chachamim were misakin, that hamevi get, if someone brings a get, maybe dina sayam has to say, let's jump right into it. Here we go. And by the way, why does the Masechta start with the laws of b'fanei netav, b'fanei netav? You should think, really, Masechta should start with Daf Tzadi, page 90, which is the very last daf, which is what's a divorce and what's the grounds for divorce. But what do the Rishonim say, the Ran and the Ramban? Since Mitzvah Dinim Drabanan are Chavivin Lay, we're Chaviv to start with Dinim Drabanan, so even though it's not really thematically what makes sense to begin with, but since there's a Din Drabanan, it was very beloved, all the Dinim Drabanan that the rabbis got together made a very beloved to the Tana. And therefore, we start with Dina Drabban, and so says the Ramban and the Ran. Here we go. Says the Gemara, good morning to Yitzchak Aryeh. Says the Gemara, Hamevi get mi medina sayam. If a person, a shaliach, is carrying a get from a faraway place, and we have a lot of questions about this get, we don't know where it was written exactly. Was it written l'shma? Who knows about the signatures? So maybe get medina sayam. If a person brings a get from outside Eretz Yisrael, so the shaliach needs to say the words, it was signed in front of me, it was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. We'll see why he has to say this in the Gemara, Rava and Rava. But he has to say these words, and the Chachamim give him the believability that once he will say these words, b'fanei nechtam, special nemanus for a shaliach, special din the Rabbanan, usually you need two edim, but here one aid, the shliach, is believed to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, and the husband can no longer claim that it's a forgery. The husband can't claim it's a forgery if the shliach says, b'fanei nechtam, he will not be believed to say it is a forgery. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, af hamevi min arekim u'min acheger, even these places from that are very close to Eretz Yisrael, they're in Eretz Yisrael, but they are close to the boundary. They're close to the boundary. So even such a person, not only someone who comes from outside Eretz Yisrael, but even these faraway places within Eretz Yisrael, Rekem and Cheger, also these are far out places, and therefore also the person has to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechad. Rebbe Lezer Omer, he disagrees. Afilo mikfar ludim lelud. even Kfar Ludim, which is right outside Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara is going to explain, Kfar Ludim is right outside, but it's literally within the boundaries. What do you mean? It's outside Eretz Yisrael, but like there, if you look at the border, so the border has a place where outside Eretz Yisrael, the border goes like this. So Kfar Ludim was like Mamish, again, according to some, we'll see a whole discussion where exactly it was, but simple pshat, it was outside Eretz Yisrael, but it was swallowed up within the boundaries. So it's not so far out. It's swallowed up within the jutted out to its right and to its left. It's swallowed out. And Lud was in Eretz Yisrael, like Lud Airport. But Lud is in Eretz Yisrael, and it was right near Kfar Ludim. So even such a short trip, it's a pretty close place. We'll see why in the Gemara. But such a person also has to say, Bafanai Nechtav ad, Bafanai Nechtam. As long as it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, so you have to say b'fanei nechtam and b'fanei nechtam. V'chacham omrim eino tzar shom b'fanei nechtam ela hamevi mimedinas hayam. If you come from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, v'hamolich, and that's the chiddush that the chacham ed. It's only if you're outside Eretz Yisrael. So he disagrees with Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. He agrees to the first opinion, Tanakama, but he adds the following to Tanakama: V'hamolich, not only if you bring from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but also if you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, also you have to say B'fanei Nechtam B'fanei Nechtam. Now continues the Mishnah: V'hamevi mimedina l'medina b'medinas hayam. Let's say a person is bringing within Medina Sayam, from one Medina to another Medina, from one country to another country in Chutz La'aretz, also has to say Fanat Fanatab. Rabbi Shim Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Shim Gamliel, Omer, no. Not only mi Medina la Medina when you're in Chutz La'aretz, but in Chutz La'aretz, Afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. From one neighborhood to another neighborhood, even within the same country, but let's say from one city to another city, so even within the same country, you also have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because, and the point is that mehegmonia lehegmonia, there aren't frequent travelers from one place to the other. And since there aren't frequent travelers, the shliach, we'll see in the Gemara why. I have to apply all these things. Again, we're going to learn in the Gemara that the Rabbah and Rava are going to have a machlokas about why a person has same funny b'fanei nechtam. Rabbah says it has to do with the din of lishma. It has to do with solidifying that the get was written lishma. And Rava is going to say that because there aren't people traveling back and forth from these places, so you don't have people who are going to be able to recognize the signature. So if the husband says it's a forgery, we're not going to be able to get the signatures. People don't travel back and forth. People don't recognize the signatures. And therefore, this witness has the same b'fanei nechtam. So we have to apply Rab and Rava to each of these cases. The Gemara is going to spend time doing that. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even mehegmonia lehegmonia, even within two cities that people don't usually travel between those two cities, so therefore also you have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now, so the question is, what are the boundaries of the land of Israel as far as the halacha? Right, a number of opinions in the Mishnah said that if you come from outside Eretz Israel, you have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So what are the boundaries of Israel? So one of the things the Gemara is going to discuss are exactly what are the boundaries of the land of Israel as far as this halacha of saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam is concerned, which also might have ramifications for what the boundaries of Eretz Israel are for other things like Trumas and Maestros, etc. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mirekem lemizrach verekem kemizrach. So rekem, as Rabbi Gamliel said in the Mishnah, that if you bring from Rekem, that's considered to be Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Yehuda says, from Rekem is the eastern border, the city called Rekem is the eastern border, Verekem Kemizrach, and Rekem is considered to be outside the land of Israel. And that's why you do have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, if you're coming from Rekem. Ashkelon, may Ashkelon Ladarom, from Ashkelon and southward, V'Ashkelon Kedarom. Wow. And Ashkelon is considered to be outside Eretz Israel as far as the law of saying b'fanei nechtam and b'fanei nechtam is concerned. And there's a massive Tosus over here where Tosus discusses, is Ashkelon really considered outside Yisrael? We see elsewhere that Ashkelon is considered inside Yisrael, maybe only for this halacha, because they didn't travel as much to there. That's this big, fat, massive Tosus here. Va'ashkelon l'darom, va'ashkelon k'darom. Me'ako l'tzafon, the city of Akko is the boundary of Israel on the northern side. Va'ako k'tzafon. But as far as the laws of B'fanenechtam, Akko is considered to be outside. It's not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. As far as B'fanenechtam, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko k'Eretz Yisrael l'gidin. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Akko is considered to be like the land of Israel. As far as Gittin is concerned, the Gemara is going to speak about this. But Rabbi Meir says Akko is considered to be within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if a person, a shaliach, is bringing a get from Akko, he does not have to say B'fanai Nechtav and B'fanai Nechtav. Hamevi get B'Eretz Yisrael. If a person is bringing a get from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, if it's within Israel, then you do not have to say v'im yesh alav orin. And if the husband, if after the shliach gives the get, the husband comes along and says that the get is a forgery, yiskayim b'chosamav. So the edim who signed the get will come to Bezdin. It's not so hard to get from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. We'll go to Tel Aviv. We'll find out who these people are. We'll get these people to come. If the husband claims it's a forgery, so then the husband will, the edim will come to Bezdin and say, no, we signed it. The husband had intention to divorce, and she now has it. Or other witnesses who recognize the signatures, they travel every day for work from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. So they know these guys. They know these people. They live in Tel Aviv. They know these guys. So let's say, yeah, that's their signature. And they'll testify, and the husband's complaint will be rejected, and the halacha is that the get is a good get.
Said, why wouldn't that apply to outside of Israel as well?
Because, you're right, if the guy complains, and if you could find the get, the Adam, yes. But from outside of Israel, people don't travel as much, so it's harder to find those people. But yeah, if you find it, it should work, even from outside. That's true, if you have the Edom. But the point is that the words B'fanai Nechtam and B'fanai Nechtam are enough in Chutz La'aretz because we're worried about that problem. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say B'fanai Nechtam and B'fanai Nechtam because it's easy to be Mekayim. It's easy to be Mekayim the get. Says the Gemara, Mai Taima, why did the rabbis obligate a shliach coming from Chutz La'aretz carrying a get? Why did the rabbis obligate him to say B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam? Rabba Omar, Lefi She'ein B'kiin L'shma. Rabba said that the reason why we require B'fanai Nechtam, Nechtam is because in Chutz La'aretz, you don't know where, what Bezdin this came from in Chutz La'aretz. Most of the Batei Din in Chutz La'aretz were not so scrupulous, they weren't so expert in the laws of Lishma, and since they weren't so expert in the laws of Lishma, so the rabbi said that this guy has to say B'fanai Nechtav U'B'fanai Nechtam Lishma, meaning that's what he's basically testifying about. He's saying that it's Lishma. In other words, after he says the words B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam, this is the way many of the Rishonim understand this, we Bezdin would then ask him, oh, you were there, well, tell us, was this written Lishma? Was it signed Lishma? And he would say, yes. And that's the way, and that's the way he would be Machshir the get. That's Rabba. Comes along Tosus in Dibur Maschil, Lefi, the first one, and asks, according to Rabba, why were they only worried about Lishma? Why weren't they worried about the other psulim of a get? Like, was the get written while it was attached to the ground? Or did they get the names right? Right? Did they get the girl's name right? Were the names right? Why did they ask him all these other questions? Maybe the people of the Benin Nisayam are not bucking them as well. Take a look at the Tosus. Vim Tomar. Maishna Lishma. Dein Bikin Mishar Hilch is getting. Well, why is Davka Lishma that they're not going to be experts on? What about all the other laws of Gittin? Kigon, Mechuber, Vishina Shmo Shma, Venechtav Bayom, Venechtam Balayla. Right? Other halachas. Right? Maybe the people outside of Eretz are not bucking in them. Tosis answers in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the B'nai B'din HaSayam are bucking in all the other laws of Gittin. However, Dafka B'din Lishma the Chacham goes there. Why? The B'nai B'din HaSayam were not choshish for that halacha because what's the whole source of that din? What's the source of the din that you need to get to be Lishma? V'kasav loh Lishma. So that drasha of V'kasav loh was not nearer to the B'nai B'din HaSayam. But the other drushas, they all knew them and they were very careful about them. And the language quoted in the Gemara that the B'din HaSayam are not Bekian means they don't like the drusha. The Torah just says, V'kasav loh, right to get to her. So it's a funny kind of a drusha. It doesn't say that in the Torah. V'kasav loh, right for her again. Where does it say anything about Lishma? So apparently that drusha, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, that drusha they didn't like. However, right? If you look at the Tosfos about 10 lines down the page, first Rabbeinu Tam, the Bechal Hilchos Gittin Bekiyin, El Dahach Drasha, the Vekasav Lo Lishma, Ein a nearest Lehem Iker Drasha, Ve'ein Bekiyin Perish, Ein Choshishin LeDrasha De Lishma. Wow. Kind of a strange pshat. So the Ravid says something which, to me, made a little bit more sense. The Ravid in his attacks on the Rif on Daf Aleph writes that there were choshish only for the din of Lishma because the din of Lishma was a very, very frequent, it was a very, very frequent thing. Because Sofrim would write these gittin, they would write up all these gittin, they would need to have, they wouldn't just wait for you to come, they would write up a lot of, and everybody in the tent.
Fill in the
blanks, exactly right. So they would write, like you go to a jewelry store, and your daughter she got to find the one that says Rachel, right? Her name is Rachel. She wants the necklace that says Rachel. They got 20 Rachels and 20 Leahs and 20 Sprintsies. I don't know. And they got 20 Leahs and Miriams. So the Ravid says, no, the din of Lishma is very frequent because the sofer would always write, Reuven's the divorcing Rachel. So they would write these things so that they would have it. But the other things that pass away, where are you going to find a get that was it was attached on the ground that you wrote on? Then you detached it. It's very infrequent. Or you wrote it during the day and it was signed at night. These things were not as frequent. However, the Tosfos HaRosh quotes the opinion of the Riva, who disagrees with this and holds that no, they weren't only worried about Lishma; they were actually worried about all of the psulim of get. And Rabbah only said Lishma because that's the most frequent one. But in truth, they would ask the aide, okay, was it written Lishma? Was it written by Yom Velo Balai? They would ask him all the halachas of the get. And really, the shliach has to be able to say about all of them. Let's continue. So that's Rabbah.
Rabbeinu Mechila, Rashi says, in B'nai Medina Siyam B'nai Torah. It sounds like Rabbeinu Tam is saying they were B'nai Torah. If they know all halachas given L'char, they are B'nai Torah. So he's literally, it sounds like almost like a Matthias question, or the B'nai Medina Siyam. Are they knowledgeable? They're not knowledgeable.
Okay, only thing I'll push back, Mordechai, a little bit is that what's the next words in Rashi? Ain b'nei medina siyam b'nei Torah v'ain yodim shetzarach lichtov aget l'shem ha'isha ukroksiv v'kasav la sefer krisis la dahainu l'shma hilchach oymar shlech b'fanetem fanet nechtam u'memela shaylinen le we ask him im nechtav l'shma v'hu omer in. So according to Rashi, I mean, it sounds like he's only talking about l'shma, but you're right. They're not B'nai Torah. They don't like that drasha. They don't like that drasha. Or they don't know the drashas. It's funny. It's a funny, you're right. It's a funny kind of situation. Metzias, they don't know the drasha. Anyway, that's Rabbah. Rava says, no, it's got nothing to do with Lishma. Lafisha Ein, Edim, Mitsuyin, Lekaimo. No, that from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, people did not travel in those days so often from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, right? You have the Ramban writing, he's longing to go to Eretz Yisrael. He makes a journey, it takes him years and years and years till he finally gets there. So this was not a frequent thing. So the problem was, if the husband's going to say that it was a forgery, who's going to come along? We don't have the witnesses. The witnesses that were signed somewhere far away. Nobody knows these people. Nobody who knows people from Spain, from Africa, from wherever they came. Who knows, from Syria, from Jordan, where are they coming from? We don't know these people. So the husband could just say it's a forgery. There's the thing called kiyum shtaros that you gotta have the edim come and testify to say that the get is a good get. So this shliach that he's bringing it, the rabbi said, let him say b'fanei nechtam, because he'll be able, even though normally you do two witnesses, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a second, the rabbi's made a special dispensation. He should be guna hikila, we'll see. The rabbi's made a special dispensation to allow one witness to say, I recognize the signatures, b'fanei nechtam, I know this is legit, it's not a forgery. It was done in front of me. So since you're not going to have people travel so frequently, people don't recognize the signatures of the Edom, and the Edom themselves are not going to come. So therefore, we say, that's why the guy has to say, b'fanei nechtam. Ask the Gemara, my beinayu. What is the nafkamina? What is the nafkamina between Rabba and Rava? Says the Gemara, Kameinayu, three differences. Nafkamina, dasyu beitre. Let's say you have two people carrying the get together. Two people bringing the get together. So if you say that, like Rabba, that it's because of Lishma, so you still need them to testify. You still don't know whether, just because you have two Edom, you still don't know whether it was Lishma. The foreign Bezdin is still not experts, so they have to say b'fanei nechtam. But if you say it's because of Rava, because of Ein Edim Mitzuyin Lekaimo, so then they don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, because you have two people right here. In case anybody asks about it, you have the two witnesses right here to testify. They don't have to say b'fanei nechtam. If you say like Rava, Inami, Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael. From country to country, from city to, from country to country, or province to province, let's say from Yehuda to Galil, or the Galil to Yehuda, within Israel. If you say the problem is Lishma, in Israel, they were experts in Lishma, and therefore you would not have to say b'fanei nechtam. It's the opposite. But if you say Shayaros Mitzuyos, if you say that people would travel frequently, so apparently from Galil to Yehuda, it was not so easy to travel. You didn't have people going every day from the Galil to Yehuda and Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if the concern is Rava's concern that you won't have Edom around to recognize the signatures, maybe that would still be a problem. And therefore, the one aid would have to say b'fanei nechtam if he's going from the Galil to Eretz Yisrael. Mi Medina le Medina b'Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there would be a chashash, and you would have to say. So it's the opposite. It's the opposite of Afghanistan. And what's the third one? Inami ba'osa Medina b'Medina sayam. Within the same Medina in Chutz Laaretz. If the problem is Lishma, they're not experts of Lishma in the Chutz Laaretz. If the problem is people recognizing the signatures, so then within the same Medina in Chutz Laaretz, so people would travel back and forth, people would recognize the signatures, and you would not have to say, Fananatam. Within the same Medina. So if it's Lishma, according to Rabbi, you would have to say, because they're not experts. But if it's about recognizing the signatures, then you would not have to say, because people did travel back and forth within the same Medina. In Chutz Laaretz, people would travel back and forth. Asks the Gemara. Ula Rabba, the Amar Lefish Ein Bikin Lishma, Liboy Trey, Midi Dehavaya Kol Elius Sheba Torah. Asks the Gemara, why in the world is one witness believed to say the get was Lishma? Don't we believe that in all of Shas you need two witnesses to tell me everything? You need two witnesses, and certainly Davar Sheba'erva. This is a Davar Sheba'erva. We usually have a rule, Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. So Davar Mimamon. Money needs two witnesses. Erva needs two witnesses. This should need two witnesses to say that the get was written Lishma. Should require two witnesses. Answers the Gemara, no. Eid echad neman bi isurin. One witness is believed by cases of iser veheter. This is considered to be a case of iser veheter. So one witness is believed. What does it mean, eid echad neman bi isurin? Right? You come home from shul Shabbos morning and your wife baked the food. Your wife cooked the food on Erev Shabbos. She baked the challah. She baked the cakes. How do you know it's kosher? Your wife is only one witness. She baked it by herself. How do you know your food is kosher? How are you allowed to eat the food in your house? The answer is, Ein echad neman b'isurin. One witness is believed when it comes to iser v'heter. And therefore, good morning, John.
Good morning.
One witness is believed in the case of iser v'heter. How do you know a shoychet who shechts. He says, I shechted a kosher. Nobody else was there. You need two witnesses to say the food is kosher. You come home from, your wife came home from the mikvah. She says, it was 7 days. I was clean today. Does the husband have to say, even if he does, he's believed. So, Eidech Ad Nemen Bisur. What's that?
A woman could be an
Eid. Oh, only for Eidech Ad Nemen Bisur. The point of Eidech Ad Nemen Bisur is that you don't need real Eidus. You don't need real Eidus. So, an Eidech Ad is mutter, and the woman is allowed to testify based on this testimony. Now again, the Rishonim have an argument. What's the source of Eidech Ad Nemen Bisur? Rashi right here writes what I said. Rashi says, it's a svara. The Torah trusts everybody on shchita, va'al nikor hagid, trebering, meaning kashering meat, kashering a chicken. So, va'achelev. Uv'yivamos, Rashi writes, that as long as a person is not suspected of lying, we rely on him. Because if not, nobody would ever go to anybody else's house for Shabbos. Nobody would ever eat at anybody else's house if you need two witnesses. We believe one person. Tosis Yishanim ask, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Maybe you should require it. But Tosis over here disagrees. Take a look at Tosis in Aid, Pirsha Kuntris. It's about 15 lines from the bottom of the page. Eid Echanem Bisurin. Pirsha Kuntris. He says it's not a good raya from truma and shchita, because there you're believed even though there's a cheskas iser. We'll get to this in a minute because it's biyado, right? Tosis, take a look at the bottom line. We'll come to the beginning of Tosis in a minute. Take a look at the last line. V'yishlomad yalfina min nida. T'darshim ragamad v'safra la la'atzma. Tosis says it's a pasuk. The Torah says v'safra la la'atzma. A woman is allowed to count the days on her own. That's the source for Eidech and Bisur, that a woman who's a nida is believed to count her own clean days. She doesn't have to show her husband the bedikah cloth every day that she checks. So Tosis writes the sources from nida. V'safra la. The Ramban asks, you can't bring a ride from Nida, because Nida, there's no other way to do it. It's total lack of tznius for two witnesses to have to see. So of course there the woman's believed. How does that prove to other places in Israel where it is possible to have testimony of two witnesses? So the Ramban doesn't like that pshat. Another question is, wait a minute, to testify whether this woman is divorced, is that really just Isser? Isn't there money also involved here? We have to know, does she get her ksuba? Does she not get her ksuba? Is she divorced? Is she married? So it's a monetary issue. And don't we need know that mamunus requires two witnesses? So say that. So ask the Achronim, actually the Meiri. And the Meiri answers, since the primary issue here is she married or divorced, the primary issue is she mutter to me or is she asur to me? Even though there are secondary monetary considerations, it's called isur. And therefore, one aid is believed, even though it ends up having a relevance in terms of money. Unbelievable. Let's continue in the Gemara. Back in the Gemara. Eidech Ad Nemen Bisur. Says the Gemara, what? Why are you saying Eidech Ad Nemen Bisur over here? Emor darmin Eidech Ad Nemen Bisurin kagon chaticha safek shel chelev safek shel shuman. You have a piece of meat. We're not sure whether it's chelev, which is asur, or shuman, which is mutter. The lowest chazik yisura, where there's no cheskas iser. Aval hacha. But over here, this chazik yisura de eshes ish. Number one over here. Here we have a cheskas iser eshes ish. So you're not sure whether the get is kosher or not. You should need two witnesses. When do we say eidech is nemen bisur if there's no cheskas iser? But if there's a cheskas iser, then eidech is not nemen bisurin. So here there's a cheskas iser. So how do we believe one witness? That is one reason. That's the way many Rishonim read this line. And then there's another reason. Also, have a dove, it should have said, some have the girsa, vehave dove shebe erva. Some have the girsa, vehave dove shebe erva. Aleph. Right. Look at that. Go on the side of my gemara, I have a little aleph. Vehave. And number two, how can you say Lech Nem Visurin? V'ahavi davar shebe'erva. V'ein davar shebe'erva, pachas mishnayim. This has to do with Arayos. And Arayos, we've experienced Shavah, davar mimamon, that you need two witnesses. So how can you tell me Lech Nem Visurin? For two reasons. Number one, there's a cheska sister over here. Number two, it's a davar shebe'erva. And ein davar shebe'erva, pachas mishnayim. Answers the Gemara, Rov B'kiyin Hain. No, it's not really such a suffix over here. Rov B'kiyin Hain. Most people know the laws, even in Chutz Laaretz. Rov B'kiyin Hain. Most people know the halacha that a get has to be written Lishma, and therefore really the get should be kosher without any testimony whatsoever. Because you could rely on Rov. You don't need any aiders to be machshir the get. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Meir d'chayi shlamiyuta. Even Rabbi Meir, who in all of Shas is usually worried about minorities' opinion. Here, it's mamish such a small minority that even Rabbi Meir won't care about it. Stam sifri d'dayni migmir gemiri. The 99% of all sofrim, they know the halachos. And it's such a far away chashash. Look at the bottom, Tosas, second to the bottom. Stam sifri d'dayni migmir. V'havi kemo miyuta d'miyuta. Even Rabbi Meir, it's such a meat of people don't know this. The loch hashinah fili Rabbi Meir. So really, it's a very minute chance. V'rabban hu da'as. It's just a din to Rabbanim to require. The funny nachtav. The hacha mishem iguna akilu barabbanon. Because we don't want the woman to be an aguna, we want her to be able to remarry. So it's such a small possibility that the get is not written lishma. And therefore, we allow an eid echad. Even though it's a davar she'be'erva, we have really davar she'erva, even though there's a cheskas iser over here, nevertheless, since majority possibility she really is divorced, we believe it's lishma, and therefore it works. And therefore, even an eid echad is believed. Last point that I want to make is as follows. Right. Tosis, again, I was reading it before, Tosis writes over here that even by a cheskas iser, if it's biyado, even if you have a cheskas iser, but if it's in your hands to fix the cheskas iser, let's say by shchita or by trumas and maisis, you could have taken the trumas and maisis yourself. So if it's biyado, an erechad is believed even by a cheskas iser, Tosis says. Erechad nem bisurin, if it's biyado, it's believed even if there's a cheskas iser. Why is that? So what's the nemonis biyado? So Rashi says, it's a migo. Believe me when I say that Trumas and Maisers were taken off of this migo that I could have done it myself. Believe me that this cow was shechted appropriately because I had the ability to do it myself. So that's why you believed. However, the Rosh says, no, it's because you're the Bailam on this act. And since you're the Bailam, a Bailam is believed on what that which is his. The Ma'arik writes that the Nemanus is that the Biyado chops away at the Cheskas Isser. Since it was in my hands to fix it, so there is no longer a Cheskas Isser. There is no longer a Cheskas Isser. Right, Tosis over here writes that it's a very small Cheshash. Others say, based on Rashi, who disagrees, there are no sofrim in the world that are not bekiyin in it at all. Tosis has his very minute opinion. Rashi seems to say that everybody knows this. Okay, Rabbeisai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Maybe this Gemara is the opposite of the Rabba. The last Gemara was the opposite of the opposite of the Shema.